My name is Damon Thomas, and I'd like to welcome you to There Is a Life After Life. Poetry and prose on the radio. Good words to start the week. Let's get started with Ashley Lawrence, Elohim, Francis Klein, What We Do After, and Michael Florida, Those Christian Boys.
Elohim. Rising from the fog of the brain comes the mind beasts. A dolphin floats in a pool that a white bull leaps from. Opposite the bull, a red-breasted bird watches the cloaked humanoid faces emerging from the fog. Treads a white lion softly on tether hooks. A low white polecat crosses the pulsing light. Angels hover meditating in the gloom. Faces defined, but trailing black cloaks. No irises. All white. All baleful. All contemplative. All giving and benevolent. Above the floating altar, two beings, six eyes between them, feathered. Terrible. The light in them only holds back their chaos. Only their magnificent forms hint at their terrible power. These beasts, with hooves, with claws, with teeth, have trampled, ripped, eaten, and vomited villages, great cities, whole civilizations. For now, however, they float as egregors in the green, gray, yellow, dull fog in the mind.
What We Do After. When the word gets out that there is no God and the sky closes like a lid, we all go on much the same as before. The old churches continue to be converted into ramen lounges and spirit Halloweens. The most famous saints still the ones with the glistening wet eggs of Super Bowl rings perched above their knuckles. We adjust to the way our prayers rebound, land shuddering at our feet like stunned starlings. We lived like there was no God, even when we thought there was one. Now that we know better, we go out of our way to avoid crushing the line of black ants on the sidewalk, doggedly ferrying kernels of popcorn back to their hill. We keep extra bandages in our pockets to give to the children of strangers when they fall off their bikes. The bandages have characters on them from the cartoons we have continued to make even though there is no God. Cartoons where the frog and bear say harsh words at first, then come together. In the end, they share a blanket while they take turns looking through their telescope at the empty, star-filled sky.
This is called Those Christian Boys. Their words fall from my ears. Their art can't turn my heart. But I thank them, precious things, only hoping that they will buy our album. Singing, I see the lightning leap from me to strike the eyes of a luckless boy. I know him from school. He sings, but not like me, and he swims or dives. His body's fallen again and again, baptized every morning. He hopes to dive into me, but there's nothing behind his eyes. No ocean I could float on. Nothing to give. No fuel for me to burn. There's no future in him. Even as he waves to me, I see through his drive to control, to collect, to own. We are nothing, but I will be his for this song, because that's the part I play. I am a nymph and a star on the stage. I balance desire with indifference. Though all I want to do is play, the river of flesh between the writing and the performance must be navigated. I cut a slab from my soul for every face that turns to me, and I smile and I touch and pretend that you are the center of the world, which is just about the biggest lie. But that's how we lie together. People don't want to meet fame. People want to be acquainted with fame. And I play to be sincerely famous, without wax. Not a bootleg, but the original mold you want to make yourself on. Take me for this song. It's me you want. And I will give and give and give until I belong to everyone.
Positivity from Panama City. Nikki Sunflower, The Big, Empty Space, here on There's a Life After Life.
The Big, Empty Space. The big, empty space can feel extra empty when you remove something from your life that is no longer aligned. The big, empty space. The void. The nothing. The never was. The what ifs. The big, empty space is not a reminder of your failures. May you fill the big, empty space with the reward of knowing that it wasn't a mistake, it was a lesson. You usually find the lessons casually scribbled on the walls of the big, empty space. But the thing is you have to go into the big, empty space to find them. The lessons, as painful as they can be, possess a power more valuable than money. They say no pain, no gain. In this way, the big, empty space is a blank canvas. A fresh roll of tape to be recorded on. You see the big, empty space on blank pieces of paper. Sometimes you see the big, empty space in the mirror. The void, the nothing, there never was, but could be. Those wishes that it never happened. But there's still time. The big, empty space. It's often misunderstood, but from the big, empty space is where dreams are made. A seed needs room to grow, and I'm here to tell you that so do you. So what are you going to fill it with? Fill that space with hope. Fill that space with goals. Fill that space with whatever lights up and nourishes your soul. Fill it with a lover's hand to hold. Fill it with old-time rock and roll. Hell, fill it with cinnamon rolls. It's your big, empty space. And soon, soon it's gonna be so much more. No empty space at all. That was just the universe giving you room to grow. The big, empty space.
Let's keep things going with Jessica Temple, Gregarious, Laura Hoffman-Kelly, Oil Spill, and Tiffany Melanson, Summer Rain in Florida.
Gregarious. If I were a songbird, I would have to hold the high notes, warble at just the right pitch, have to balance on the thinnest of appendages. If I were a rabbit, I would have to move my jaw as if drawing tiny loops behind my lips, get used to the dashing away. If I were a radish, I would be the French breakfast variety. My piquant roots would grow away from my greens. I would enjoy the moistness of the soil, germinate rapidly. If I were you, I would talk more, or talk less but say more. I would listen, I would practice, I would pretend. I would learn to fly and jump and push my stringy roots deeper into the earth.
Oil spill. Headlights wash the driveway. My eyes, already bobbing heavy, mark the channels in a dark sea of dopamine. Jet fuel cologne on his coveralls, he tiptoes upstairs. At the shore of our bed, his jaunty unzipping dance. To the whir of the ceiling fan, we chase the tide to sleep. He rolls away from me. Reminds me that he is the ocean, that I'm the oil spill.
Summer rain in Florida. Clouds shadow and depart in waves, as drips of rain come and go, sounding on a single leafless branch outside my window. It reaches through a clump of thin saplings from the vacant lot next door. All is still but this. How many days has the slow dripping begged me from this spot? All day I am restless as that leafless branch, reaching for a patch of stale sunlight and the lukewarm taste of slow rain dripping from the tip of another tree's limb.
I took karate classes when young and never got the promised fists of fury, but I did get something, like the ninjas we were. I really only have one karate story worth sharing. There are others, of course, but those just involve injuries, bruise porn stuff, a car crash without the car. Things could go well, though, like when we headed over from Cross City to Jacksonville for a karate tournament, hours of county road, up to Lake City and over through Orange Park, avoiding the main roads, like the ninjas we were. I had been entered into an under-30 green belt point sparring tournament. If you've seen Van Damme's Bloodsport, point sparring is the opposite of that. Very light taps with lots of rules, like chess with kicks. My training for this event was pretty limited. One response for every scenario, inside block, back fist, and it worked. I finished second and won a trophy, a small figure atop, doing a better sidekick than I would ever do. We stopped off for drinks at a gas station just outside Lake City on the way back. I carried my trophy inside like a small child who had just received a Zeppelin for Christmas. Back on the road, I realized my second place under 30 Greenbelt point sparring trophy had been left in the gas station bathroom. A week later, I head back and stop in to ask about the trophy. The cashier said they just had the one behind the counter. There it was, my trophy sitting beside the store's first dollar. But she said I couldn't have it, that the store won it for kicking butt. And so I left. That store and my trophy, they had a much better story than I did. Now, let's close out the show with Johnny Mashulowicz. One thing leads to another.
Today, like always, I sit at the backside of the dining room table to do my homework. My books spread out before me, my Panasonic AM/FM radio and cassette player on my right. The four cassettes that were always at the ready were Styx, The Grand Illusion, Styx, Pieces of Eight, Steve Martin, Wild and Crazy Guy, and one with songs I had taped off the radio, including five or six occasions of Peter Gabriel's Games Without Frontiers. If it wasn't one of those tapes playing, it was the radio, either the Loop or XRT. This thing, it was probably WXRT, because at that time, the band The Fix were considered cutting edge and were lustily XRT fodder. The house was quiet because it was such a beautiful summer day. Everyone was outside while I was sitting inside doing homework. When all my sisters and half the neighborhood were out enjoying the backyard pool, I chalk up to studious nerddom. The radio contest that day was for an advanced copy of The Fix's new album, Reach the Beach. Throughout the day, the station would play the first single from the album, One Thing Leads to Another. And when they did, the 10th caller to the station got the album and got their name announced over the radio. On the dining room table, right behind my radio, set our Illinois Bell rotary phone. I hardly noticed it was there when I came to a pause point in my homework that just happened to sync up with the radio starting to play the prize-winning song. I picked up the receiver, dialed the phone, I heard it ringing, I heard the audio pickup answer, and then I heard the DJ say I was the 10th caller. I had won. I was going to get a free album, and I was going to get my name mentioned on the radio over the whole of the Chicago listening area. I was so stunned and excited that I almost hung up before giving the DJ my name and my mailing address. When I finally got off the phone with the station, I grabbed my radio and ran to the back of the house. I threw open the back porch window and hung halfway out with the radio in hand and yelled to my sisters and to the neighborhood kids and anyone else that was with earshot that I had won an album and that, even better, my name was going to be announced over the radio. Long before social media and the internet, where you could get your name and your face out to millions of people simply by uploading a selfie, getting your name mentioned over the airwaves in a metropolitan area the size of Chicago was a pretty big deal. Everyone outside paused for what seemed like an eternity, waiting for the song to end. And by everybody, I mean my sisters and the local kids in the pool and milling around the backyard and the grown-ups hanging out in Grandma's backyard next door, and our neighbors to the north, gardening in their yard and in the yard next to them, and there was even a crowd in the alley that had gathered for a roller hockey game, all fell silent with me for this most humbling of announcements. Finally, the song ended. Finally, the DJ began his between-song banter. That was the fix. With their upcoming single on the Reach the Beach weekend, we're giving away copies of the new album, and we'd like to congratulate our latest winner, Johnny... Maso Wako Hula Tetra Muscula Whiskey? That was, at that time, the worst I had ever heard my last name pronounced. And as I had broadcast it to a greater chunk of my neighborhood, the loudest too. It was truly a masterpiece of mispronunciation, a veritable cornucopia of syllables were blindly glommed on, diphthongs and anapests were introduced. There were letter formations rarely, if ever, seen in the lexicon of modern language, and the runs of vowelless consonants were unprecedented. It was the first time, also, I remember hearing what would become a common occurrence: someone arbitrarily adding the suffix ski to my name, even though there was no ski there, but simply as a knee-jerk reaction because the mind of the pronouncer perceived it as a Polish name and automatically added the suffix due to the common fallacy that all Polish names end in ski. The entire neighborhood stood silent and in apparent shock. And I hung there, half out the window, crestfallen and embarrassed. But then, suddenly, someone let out a whoop, and the entire neighborhood exploded into a thunderous victory cheer, because these were my people. These were my people, bound by a hardworking blue-collar ethos and an Eastern European ancestry, and a lifetime of having to spell out our last names letter by letter to people who couldn't pronounce them. This was a neighborhood of Poles and Czechs and Slovenes who had spent their entire lives having their names unnecessarily and mercilessly mangled by Native American speakers. This was a neighborhood of Czestochowas and Przyszyckis, of Prebles and Dzuzics, of Zipaniks and Mr. Buszkiks. These were my people. And for one shining moment, over the radio, I was their champion. I was their Johnny Maso Husha Chesta Chisha Basulo Whiskey. And I couldn't have been prouder.
My great-grandmother died almost 20 years before I was born, hit by a train near Branford, Florida. A very Southern Gothic way to go. I grew up with her stories. Pinches of snuff filled her mouth. Pinches left bruises on your arm. She was a witch. The black snakes crawled as she whistled. There were nail-covered photos on the side of her barn, songs to the cypress trees. Her daughter shared these things, all told with affection, enthusiasm, awe. There is a life after life for those who are a good story. I'd like to thank you all for joining me here today with good words to start the week. If you'd like to hear your own poetry, prose, spoken word here, get in touch at ruralgloom.com. That's ruralgloom.com. If you'd like to support poetry, spoken word, story here on WGOT, just head to wgot.org and donate. Thank you.